Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are wrapping up 2023 by rebroadcasting two of our earliest episodes, both from December 2020. Today's episode is episode 38.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Isaiah 9 verses 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. What comes to mind when you think of the word peace? The absence of war? Lack of conflict, violence, or hostility? Freedom from disturbance? The Sustainable Development Goals, or Global Goals, are a set of 17 interrelated goals intended to provide a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. The SDGs were established in 2015 by the United Nations General Assembly and are designed to be achieved by the year 2030. Each goal involves several targets, and each target has indicators used to measure progress toward reaching those targets. Goal number 16 is this: promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all, and build effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. Targets for this goal include the following: significantly reduce all forms of violence and related death rates everywhere. End abuse, exploitation, trafficking, and all forms of violence against and torture of children. SDG 16 assumes that if you fix human institutions and change politics, you can make a meaningful and lasting difference in world peace. But this assumption is founded on the belief that the absence of peace is a horizontal problem. There is no peace on earth because of selfishness and strife between people. Nation against nation, neighbor against neighbor, sibling against sibling. If we could just find a way to get along with each other better, there would be peace. However, according to the Bible, the lack of peace is primarily a vertical problem between humanity and God. We are at odds with each other because we have become estranged from God. And we are estranged from God due to sin. We need reconciliation, and only God can reconcile us to himself. Only God can make peace with us. Luke 2 verses 13 to 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." For thousands of years, fallen humanity had been alienated from God. But with the birth of Christ, the Prince of Peace had come to earth to do this supernatural work of reconciliation. When we think of peace, we usually think of the lack of or the absence of something. The biblical concept of peace is more expansive than that. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Shalom is derived from a word which means to be safe in mind, body, or estate. It speaks of completeness, fullness, or a type of wholeness. If we try to conceptualize shalom, think about a stone that has a perfect whole shape, with no cracks. or a completed stone wall that has no gaps. Shalom can refer to something that is complex with lots of elements, but in a state of completeness or wholeness. Life is complex, full of different routines, relationships, and responsibilities, full of various situations. When the different elements that fit together to make up your life circumstances get misaligned, or when there are cracks in the wall, your shalom breaks down. To bring shalom is to restore. You take what is missing and you bring it to wholeness. When rival kings made shalom in the Bible, they did more than stop fighting with each other. They started working together for each other's benefit. The Jewish people looked to their leaders to cultivate a state of shalom. But the only one who can truly bring shalom, a state of well-being, wholeness, and completeness, is God. Hundreds of years before Jesus is born, Isaiah prophesies about a future leader, a prince of shalom, who will bring a shalom that will never end. Romans 5 verse 1 tells us that after he came to this earth and fulfilled his ministry, including dying at Calvary, Jesus made peace between fallen humanity and God. He restored to wholeness this broken relationship. In Ephesians 2 verse 14, Paul tells us that Jesus himself is our peace. He was the whole, complete human that I was made to be, but failed to be. And now he gives me his life as a gift. And endowed with the peace of Christ, Jesus' followers are called to spread peace. In Matthew 5 verse 9, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Peace on earth won't come through education or technology. It won't come through the reforming of political institutions or economic systems. Peace on earth has already come, entering the world in a tiny cave in a Middle Eastern town more than 2,000 years ago. And while this peace will come to full fruition, when God, who came as a child, returns as a king, we have the opportunity now, as children of God, to be peacemakers filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
With God as our Father, brothers, oh, are we? Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony.
Number 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Father, thank you for peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you join us again next time. And be sure to join us after the start of the new year when we will conclude our mini-series, Christmas Perspectives. Thereafter, we will resume our exploration of Jesus in every book in the Bible by diving into the book of Jeremiah.